This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. And you know what? We'll have to get Roger Clay back on. Tons of text here and snake questions, which I think is good. Because we have, with 40 different species in the state. I mean, heck, you know the kind of the regular ones, but all these others, there's so much to talk about. So very cool. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my friend, my personal friend, Trey. Trey Bennett and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK have been doing it in Mobile and Baldwin counties 14 years, getting rid of junk. It is a service that when you need it, you need it. And it could be junk piled up in your house. It could be a storage unit you got to clean out, a house you're getting ready to sell. Heck, it could be big stuff in the backyard, too. He does a lot of that, like giant trampoline. If you got the swing set, like I've said before, and your youngest child's like maybe in college, maybe it's time to go ahead and let that go. And you're like, well, how the heck am I going to move that? Okay, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They can handle it. And the appointment process I love, too, because they respect the fact that you have a life and a job and family and all those things. So they actually set real appointments instead of they'll be there sometime between Monday at 6 a.m. and Friday at midnight. They set an appointment. So you go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Or pick up the phone and go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Just the name is the number. Dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And they'll find a day that works for you, a window of time that works for you, and they set an appointment. Then here's how it works, because they've done this at my house here at the station. They come by and you point at the stuff you want gone. You say all that stuff or some of that, whatever it is. I need that gone. And they'll quote you a price right there on the spot. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done while they're there. So check them out. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and give them a call. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, we start off the show, early in the show, talking about Mobile County Commission and the vote today on giving money to incentivize Topgolf to build this facility, build the Topgolf place there where McGowan Park, where the movie theater is. And joining us, one of those members of the commission, District 3 Commissioner Randall DeWitt, joins us now on Midday Mobile. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Sean, thanks for having me on the show. I always enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate your quickly getting on here to talk about this. So the vote today was 2-1. So obviously you were one of the yes votes. Why were you a yes vote?
Well, this is a project that I've been working on for almost 2 years since I got elected. And, you know, when I have people call and they talk about, not supporting retail business, and I think that's kind of Commissioner Lovegood's stance. But, you know, I look at this differently. I look at this as a entertainment destination and a tourist destination, honestly.
All right, and I'm having a little trouble hearing you. I could hear you, but our phones are real low today for some reason. Okay, so
let me try to take this off.
There you go. Because that's usually Bluetooth is not the best. Handsets are the best for us. There you go. Yeah, so it's definitely better. Let's talk about that. So a destination. How much of this is, because we've talked about this before, green spaces, parks, all that stuff you and I talk about, I get it. I'm a supporter of that because that's part of the quality of life of living where we do in Mobile County specifically and District 3. But something that's retail does seem to, for some people, change the conversation because there's a company in there that owns the business versus, you know, the county owning the land and having a park at Alabama Port.
So, you know, when I look at what we do in Mobile, we give tens of millions of dollars to people like Airbus, Austal, steel mills, and, you know, that, which is great, you know, and they bring a lot of jobs to our community. But what I look at also is a lot of those jobs that the taxpayer of Mobile is paying for is going to other communities. I mean, you know, at the last check, 60 to 70% of the employees at Airbus and Austal live in Baldwin County. And so, you know, I guess when I talk about incentivizing something like a Topgolf, you know, to have a destination and for people to come to Mobile. And, when you talk about a destination, is it a destination? I don't know, Sean. I drive my kids to Birmingham and Baton Rouge to play Topgolf, so I'd say it's probably a tourist destination. And, we had David Rogers from the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce this morning when he talks about the incentive that we're giving, which I guess a combined incentive of $2.5 million from the city and the county, They estimate that in less than two and a half years, there will be a return on that investment where, you know, I sometimes look at, do we want to be the community where people come to work, or do we want to be a community where there's a quality of life for the people who live here? And also, you know, you look, when I look at it, I look at when people are moving here to come to work for these companies, are they going to live in our community, or are they going to live in Mississippi or Pensacola or Baldwin County?
Mm-hmm. If just joining us, talking to County Commissioner Randall Dewitt about Topgolf. One thing, I've said this in the past, I don't know if it's possible, but I've said it to folks in different kind of positions in government, that when you reach that point where it's 2 years, it's 3 years, and it pays off, almost having a press conference, I think, to show that, I think we'd go a long way, you know? And I know you're new to the gig, but I'm saying, I've told it to others that, hey, have a moment where you go, all right, here are the numbers, here's the revenue that's linked with this, you know, to prove that case that you're talking about.
Yeah, and I don't disagree that we should be transparent in that manner when we start talking about, you know, we gave you $2.5 million, have we gotten our money back?
And what about that? Is there a scenario, because somebody said earlier that that they could just, like, you know, get the money and then do this for 6 months or a year and then leave? Is there anything to that? Is there any kind of clawback?
You know, this $2.5 million is less than 10% of what Topgolf is investing in our community. You know, there are restrictions on that money. There are stipulations that come with that. That's you know, no, they can't just take our money and leave. That, you know, that money will be invested along with their money. The total investment in this, the $2.5 million, may seem like a lot of money, but Topgolf is investing another $20 million with that in our community.
Is there, when you talked with them, is that location at McGowan important to them versus another? I mean, did they prefer that, or was it, hey, we got this spot over here you need to look at?
It was very important to them. Early on in the conversation, I had a different location that I preferred, and they were pretty much set on that location. So once I found out that that was the location they were set on, you know, my personal opinion was, okay, they've got their location they want picked, so I'm just going to get on board and support this project in Mobile.
So,
and we were competing with, you know, the Florida Panhandle. I mean, this wasn't just Mobile and Baldwin County competing. They were looking at locations in Mississippi and the Florida Panhandle. So, me personally, I think it's a huge win. I told someone the other day, and I'll repeat it, I'm 50 years old. You and I are the same age. I think this is the biggest entertainment tourist destination to come to Mobile in my lifetime.
It is, and that's that question about the quality of life. And listen, anecdotally, I hear a lot of people like the idea of Topgolf. I'm somebody, I'll go. I don't know how much, you know, how often, but I definitely will go. That's one, you know, one thing that I think from hearing, like, Jeff Poore and Dalton talk about it, that people go over and over again, because there are some things that have come to town that everybody goes through the first, you know, first year or so, and then they don't go back. But it sounds like, at least from their stories, it's popular with return business, so that's good.
Yeah, and I don't disagree. I mean, I think there's 70 or 72 locations in the United States. I think you're right. I understood, and, you know, they seem to be very, very popular.
Now, and you mentioned this a second ago. This is good to hear. When projects like this are up, when we say we're competing, all right, so does you go in there and say, do they tell you that, hey, we're looking at whatever, Pensacola, or we're looking at, do they tell you where else they're looking? Do you know who you're up against, or is it kind of a blind bid, or how's that work?
You know, there was no question that, and I don't think Topgolf looked at me and said, well, you're competing with these regions, but I do know that there were other locations looked at, and you know, this isn't uncommon. We weren't the only ones they asked for an incentive, and, you know, they're a large business, and you know, for them to pick Mobile, I'm sure they've done their research, and there's a reason they picked Mobile, and it wasn't just because of a $2.5 million incentive. I'm sure that they were asking other locations for the same incentive to come there. So they're a successful business, and there's a reason why they're successful.
And once again, if people missed it earlier, the projected payback on that you were told was how many years?
2.3 years, and that's according to the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, Sean, if you'll keep me on the hook on that, I'll make sure that when that 2.5 years rolls around, that I get the numbers and show where this was a wise investment.
Yeah.
I know where people don't look at the city and the county as businesses because we're really government, but at the end of the day, we are a business. We're a government business, and we're, you know, our hope is that when we invest this kind of money in our community, that there's a return on the investment, and that's really what this boils down to for me.
Hey, Commissioner, before we wrap up here, I want to talk about some of the other projects. Can you give us an update? Cedar Point and the park at Alabama at Alabama Port and the others. Can you get a quick update where we are?
Yeah, so, you know, all of that kind of goes right into the same conversation when you talk about the quality of life of the people who live in Mobile. Cedar Point Pier is obviously been up and running since early spring, and there's still no admission. If you're Alabama resident, you don't have to have a fishing license to fish on the Cedar Point Pier. There are some other improvements coming in the future there, but right now we're open, and I think if you go down there on a Friday or Saturday night, you'll see 200 to 300 people fishing on that pier. We've improved the parking facility a little, and we've improved the bathroom facility there. And certainly upgraded the electrical and the lighting for which you of course know attracts the fish there.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about the hope, and my hope is that the Bayfront Park will be, the construction there will be completed by next summer. So you know those are all kind of things that improve the quality of life of people in our community. And you know, just to hit on some of the features of the new Bayfront Park, it'll have a over 500-foot pocket park, very similar to the pocket beach, similar to the one that they have at over at Point Clear at the Grand Hotel. It'll have a new restroom and office facility there, and it'll also have new playground equipment at that. So, you know, those things, all of those things were on the agenda. They just kind of got looked over because of Topgolf, but, you know, we're moving forward with a lot of projects. The Linksman Golf Course is another project that we had a vote on this morning to approve the design contract with Thompson Engineering and Jerry Pate Golf. So all of these things bring value to our community and give not only the people who live here things to enjoy. Because, you know, that's what I always hear. Well, you know, we work in Mobile, but we live in Baldwin County, and we spend all our money there on entertainment. Well, you know, we at some point have to improve the quality of life if we want people to spend their money in Mobile and for the people who live here to benefit from it.
Two more questions here. Fred's asking, what about the Escatawpa Hollow property? Where's that stand?
You know, and that's a project that's outside of my district. I have visited that site. It's a wonderful site. That's going to be a great asset to our community. That's Commissioner Hutchins' project, excuse me. And I think there's been some delays, just like there has in every project that we have going on right now with supply chain. And I think that's really what they're waiting on to open. And I can't really give you a deadline or an update on when that will be opening.
Yeah, this one also not in your district, but I do think about it. I think about it yesterday, riding by, and if I'm southbound, I'm looking to my right there at the swimming beach at Chickasabogue, and it's strange not seeing people there. Have you gotten any update from when that would open back up?
You know, and it's in the same situation with, you know, we try to, when we close a park, you know, but it seems like right now, because of supply chain issues, we close, you know, we try to stagger the parks closing, and Chickasabogue was staggered from Escatawpa, and I also had tried to stagger Bayfront so that all of our three major parks, really three of our four major parks in Mobile, weren't closed at the same time. But with the supply chain issues that that the contractors are having, and I can't give you a date on when that one will open either. I can tell you that Bayfront, my expectation is next summer that it'll be back opening and operating.
All right, very good. You can come back and see us soon for some more updates.
Absolutely, and I'll try to get some dates on these other parks outside of my district, and the other commissioners certainly don't mind me bragging about their park, so I'll certainly do it, or you know, can have them on.
Okay, we'll get you all. You know what? I got enough mics, I can get everybody on at one time. We'll see how that works.
Sounds good. You have to come to a commission meeting.
Very good. There he is. And always good to talk to District 3 Mobile County Commissioner Randall DeWitt. And we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, heads up to, got like 2 weeks here to get signed up for the College Pick'em Challenge. You heard Dalton talk about earlier. The details and the click-through, just go to fmtalk1065.com. That's our website. Go figure, huh? It's our website. When you get there to the front page, you'll see the header bar, whatever you call that thing. Click on the College Pick'em Challenge. It'll show you how to get signed up, all the fabulous prizes, and how you win. But make sure you got like 2 weeks here to get signed up. You have to be in before the college football season starts, because you have to be in the mix. Okay, so go check it out, and you can win all kind of cool prizes. And then you can trash talk with all of us, which is a lot of fun. Good stuff. Also, podcast through our website, through our app, through any of the places you get podcasts. Even today, you want to share that snake interview with Roger Clay, wildlife biologist with the state of Alabama. You could do that. You want to get a commentary on Topgolf. Commentary there coming from Mobile County Commissioner District 3, Randall DeWitt. You can go grab that. You want to hear Dale Leash talk about the Embrace the Dome move for the Mobile Civic Center. You know, what might change with the populace plans for it? Check those out as well. And, check those out. Share those podcasts. You can get them many ways. First place they post is to our app, which I hope you have. But if not, you can get them through the website or any of those podcasting platforms. All right, as I leave you today, let me just say this was going to be, I can go very quickly on this story, because we're going to run out of time. But our news partners and others are reporting Fairhope police say no one should buy gift cards to get someone out of jail. According to a Facebook post from Fairhope PD on Sunday, so yesterday, the department has been getting several calls about this apparent scam. A post says a caller will claim a relative needs help to get out of Fairhope jail. The scammer then tells the would-be victim they need to buy gift cards from Family Dollar. Okay, so I thought it was Dollar General. From Family Dollar to bond them out. So Fairhope Police writes, no one from the police department will be contacting you to make your family members bond. If you get a call like this, please hang up. If you have been duped, I don't want bad things to happen to good people, but if you're duped by a scam that tells you to buy a Family Dollar gift cards there from whatever and then turn those in to get somebody out of jail, do we really need to, tell people that? Do beware, right? Do beware. There you go. All right, Paul Feinbaum on the way next. I talk to y'all tomorrow.
During these difficult times, we understand how important it is to stay healthy and safe. With so many of us confined to our homes and not being able to work, we feel the financial burden more than ever. Paramount Tax Relief is here to help. Need to file your taxes but your local tax shop is closed?
We can help.
Our certified tax agents will work with you over the phone to get your unfiled tax returns in order. Have you received a wage card?